is a very noble idea that opposition parties come together. However, we must also hasten to say that we will not tolerate any big man syndrome. We will not allow anyone to desperately seek relevance by using other political parties as condoms towards the attainment of their extrication from their crisis that they are facing at the moment as a party. However, as a party, we will engage anybody and cooperate with anyone who would like to bring change to Zimbabwe.
Honorable Kumalo, it seems as if Mr. Mkhwanazi is saying that your party has got this big man syndrome, which is actually chasing away other parties. So do you agree with that kind of notion?
That is absolutely a sad statement coming from my colleague, because people in Zimbabwe do not eat this classification of a big man syndrome, a small boy syndrome. They don't eat that. People are suffering. We never said we are better than anybody else. But honestly speaking, we are the party that is in parliament. And all what we are saying is we have gone through elections since 1999 and to this date, including my comrade that I'm speaking to now, we are all crying the same song, ZANU stole the elections. I think the time has come for us to look at the bigger picture. To me, my opinion is the idea going to take us out of this? And if it is, why not rally together?
Mr. Mkhwanazi, maybe you can answer that.
Yeah, definitely. But I just need to caution that the fact that we are in the opposition does not necessarily mean that whenever somebody makes a call, an invitation, we just jump into the bandwagon. Remember, there are some fundamental and structural differences that have resulted with several, you know, parties breaking away to form themselves and seeking individual identity. Those things have not been addressed, and some people still have very strong objections against certain individuals, seem to be spearheading certain things because they taint them by virtue of their, you know, lack of democratic credentials. These are some of the fundamental differences structurally and, you know, otherwise that make it very difficult for parties like PPP to work with other people, you know.
Honorable Kumalo.
That is very sad because it's now not about the reforms that are causing the crisis of illegitimate elections and formation of illegitimate government. It is now about personalities, and it's also about me, myself, and I syndrome. That will not achieve the goal of the Zimbabwean people by taking them to Canaan. And the issue of breakaways, you have all broken away. What have we achieved as a country by your breakaways? Nothing, zilch. We are still in the same problem with ZANU-PF as we were before we broke away. And all what is critical now, it's no longer about the document, the NERA. It is now about us as a party. And we're not here to discuss about us as a party, bullying people, condomizing them. Not at all. We are talking about a document that we are trying to produce, which document must meet the standards for us to go to a free and fair and credible elections. And what is it that these other smaller parties have achieved vis-a-vis the issue of coming in with reforms that will create a level playing field for the benefit of all of us, not for the benefit of one party?
Mr. Mkhwanazi, you've got the last word.
The moment someone talks about smaller parties, that's where they lose it, because we are not smaller than MTCT. We have never contested an election with MTCT, and they beat us. That has not happened. So insofar as PDP is concerned, it is not smaller than MTCT. So that issue is out. We need to approach each other with respect on equal terms. Then we will be able to work and produce something positive for Zimbabwe. Respect first, and then we will be able to do something that is going to benefit everyone.